This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A surge among Democrats to reject the surge.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Senate Democrats are expected to introduce a resolution soon denouncing the president's plan to send 20,000 more troops to Iraq. Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, who is also running for president, today proposed going even further. He wants any troop increase to have congressional authorization. And Senator Dodd joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madeline. Nice to be with you.
Well, now, yesterday the White House says it already has the authorization it needs from Congress.
Well, it does. It has an authorization. It was passed in 2003, but the authorization was based on two facts as they presented them to the country at the time. One was the presence of weapons of mass destruction and the presence of Saddam Hussein. We, of course, now know that the weapons of mass destruction were a fraud. This didn't exist at all. Of course, Saddam Hussein is gone. So the rationale for entering the war several years ago is no longer the case. There's a totally different set of facts on the ground, and to rely on a previous authorization to escalate the number of troops on the ground at this point, I think, is unwarranted. Well, you've got a civil war today. That's why we're sending troops into Baghdad, to try and get in the middle of a civil war. That's very different than weapons of mass destruction and visions of a mushroom cloud.
And Senator Dodd, you're saying that troop levels should be capped at current levels, right?
That's the way they're doing this without getting to the money. I don't want to deny troops on the ground resources. And so I've said, look, let's just cap the number of troops there as of today, which is around 140,000. And before any additional troops can go, you need a new authorization, which we debated in Congress. This is far too important, in my view, than just to sort of go ahead with this and express our opposition without doing more, taking steps to actually stop this from happening.
So why not go even further and tie it to funding? Because with all due respect, an authorization can be basically vetoed by the president, and he can decide to do what he wants as commander-in-chief.
Well, you might at some point go that route, and that's what it may come to, but I'm reluctant to want to cut off troops from funding they may need over there. And the better way to approach this, it seems to me, is to set the cap on the troop level, have the debate here, and require a new authorization.
If your amendment goes through to require congressional authorization, and in fact it's voted upon by both chambers, and the president does veto it, what then?
Well, then you have a chance to override that veto, obviously. There are procedures here. My hope would be that the president would see this as not an antagonistic action by Congress, but rather a plea by the representatives of people in this country that he begin to rethink a different approach in Iraq. Everyone is making that recommendation. This isn't about partisan politics. When the Baker-Hamilton Committee made its recommendations, they were made up of 10 individuals, Democrats and Republicans. It didn't put a political spin on it. Said this is the wrong direction. All of our military people, the military leaders, the commanders that are leaving today who have been there, suggested this is the wrong thing to be doing. This president needs to think differently. A vote like this, I think, may have a better impact than, frankly, sending a non-binding resolution, which merely expresses our views individually that we think this is the wrong thing to be doing.
And are you doing this to coincide with the president's State of the Union address scheduled for next week?
Well, I'm doing it because I think the window is closing here. We don't have a lot of time. I mean, I think this ought to be the priority right now. Again, we're going to start sending troops pretty soon. Once they're on the ground over there, this becomes a different matter to handle. It becomes more complicated, and it seems to me the president has laid out a plan. Now, we may not like it, but he put it out on the table last week. We now bear an obligation, it seems to me, as part of a co-equal branch of government up here, to express where we think this ought to go. And I don't think a non-binding resolution, while it may give you a certain number of people telling you how disappointed they are about the plan, tells you much more than that. I think we bear an obligation to not only express our opposition, but now do something about it.
Senator Christopher Dodd, Democrat from Connecticut, also a candidate for president, thank you for joining us.
Madeline, thank you very much.